KBOO is currently running a Kickstarter campaign to build a city of media makers. From February 8th to March 9th, you can become a media maker and help spread the word. Just go to kboo.fm/Kickstarter between now and March 9th to join.
She's a rapper.
That's really interesting.
And it's just been super inspiring. And, you know, she talks a lot about heartache. And I know if you listen to the album, you can find out more. But I think she was really going through a lot when she wrote it. So my co-host, who isn't here with me, Janae, who we book these shows together, and I am speaking for her a little bit right now, but I think I have a good idea of what she would say. She and I booked a show at the liquor store last year with Mike Capes and some other Seattle hip-hop acts, and we had contacted her then, and it wasn't a good time. And so then she contacted us back, kind of excited about the whole thing of having women booking hip-hop in a city that maybe doesn't respect hip-hop and jazz culture as much as other cities, I would sometimes argue, and was really down to do it. So she is kind of popping off right now. She's on the top of like NPR's list of albums for 2017 that you should listen to that are, you know, political and speak to something way more than just music. And she's coming, so I'm really excited. And Fritzwah is opening for her, and her DJ is also a female, and her name is Tierra Monique, and she's kind of just at the top of the LA vinyl DJ scene. And then Janae and I are also DJing, so it will be just a night of females representing jazz and hip hop in Portland.
Jazz and hip hop. So Fritzwah is also another woman artist from LA?
She's from Portland, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, she is. I would kind of, you know, people say, I hate to kind of tag artists to other artists, but I've heard a lot that she's like a mix between Joni Mitchell and Lauryn Hill. I'm not saying I agree with that statement, but she is sort of like a slower, folky sort of hip hop, if I can put it to anything. Mm-hmm. She's really good. She is from New York. Her recent project, Avenue A, kind of like, you know, talks about the subway in New York and heartbreak and nostalgia, but she's lived in Portland for a while and plays all the time kind of at Holocene and all the spots. And so it's super exciting to have her open for Il Camille. I know she's really excited about it too.
There's quite a few artists that are female identified in this town that are doing really strong hip hop. Have you seen Kabbalah yet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's dope.
Yeah, she's really
dope. A couple gigs with her. So you said something interesting at the top of the conversation, and this comes up a lot in some of the teaching that I do, doing teaching hip-hop workshops in the community and in schools, the difference between hip-hop and rap. And a lot of people aren't clear on that, but you actually made a delineation between, you said she's a rapper, not a hip-hop MC.
Yeah.
So can you explore that a little bit more?
I think she might. I haven't got to ask her. So when I say this, I'm speaking, referencing a lot of conversations I've had and a lot of women that I've talked to who do rap. I think the conversation, what I was getting at, was more less about hip-hop versus rap, even though I do think that there's a huge difference and I've read about the differences, is more about our culture always having to add, if a woman is doing something, if I'm booking a show with Janae, we have to say we're female bookers and we are our own hype women while we hang up our own signs, because this is, you know, sort of, we're doing this from the bottom and we don't have a lot of third-party support besides KBOO behind us. And so I think what I was getting at is that she is just an artist. Mm. She might identify as a, you know, hip-hop artist, and I think she would identify as a rapper a lot of the time because she does rap in most of her tracks. But that's what she is. She is a woman, and that's a big part of it, but she's not, when you say woman, a lot of times I think that can feel like a juxtaposition against a man, which is othering another gender in this art.
I can dig it, and I'm always on the fence about it because I see the parallels between othering of people who are non-white in a society mm-hmm. where white supremacy is centered, and you know, so then everybody else is hyphenated, when in reality I respect people's artistry, and if they're dope, they're dope. And then sometimes I'm on the fence because I feel like there is a political assertion about identity that can be important at times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. And I think it's up to the artist to determine their own identity and how they're seen and what's important. I think the woman aspect is important because, and when you're talking about race and the othering, you know, I think that is important to make note of what we're doing, you know, and what people are doing and their goals and their art, but at the same time to be respected as what they are doing and that be it. And she's just on the same level as all these other rappers and hip hop artists and musicians. She's that good.
Word. And then you also mentioned that she was on Kendrick Lamar's record, but her name was not on the track.
Yeah.
So do we know more about that? Was that an agreement between them, or we just don't know?
I'm sure it was some sort of agreement. I think if I looked at the music I was listening to all the time more closely, I would see that happening a lot.
Yeah, it's common, actually.
And I'm sure it's some sort of agreement, but I don't know much more about it. I just know that I loved her voice so much. And it just, you know, her kind of monologue and singing on that track just really spoke to me as one of my favorite tracks on that album. And I just wanted to know more. You know, I don't know. She works with the Top Dog crew a lot, but she's on Jakarta. I don't really know. I don't know much more about it, but I just thought it was kind of an interesting thing because Kendrick gets all the credit he really deserves, but there is another person on that track, and I think that happens a lot of the time.
So for those people who might be listening and not understand, you mentioned Top Dog and Jakarta.
Yeah.
These are production companies. What are these?
Record labels.
Record labels. Okay. And so you're doing what you're doing in Portland. Are you from Portland? And how long have you been doing what you do?
I am not from Portland. I got a scholarship to school up here a long time ago, so I've lived up here for 7 years. I don't really plan on leaving for a while. I love it here. I'm originally from LA. I just feel like Portland's home. I refer to it as home at this point. I've been DJing for almost 3 years now on X-Ray. I have a show called Everyday Mixtapes. About a year and a half ago, Janae joined me on the show, which honestly made it so much better. Some people are good at, you know, talking to themselves alone in a dark room, but I like having someone else with me, and she's shown me so much music that I would have never had access to and really, you know, like brightened the conversation and brought something else that I can't bring alone to the show. So that's been really great. And we've used kind of X-Ray as a platform to do more in the city. I know Janae's from Portland, so she feels a really specific attachment to the city and wanting to bring things that maybe she never had growing up, like hip hop kind of here. So that's been really important to her. We DJ around town, and it's been really powerful to work on that and practice and, you know, develop a new hobby in your 20s with your best friend and feel really supported. And that's also what these shows are about. I teach. And so you told me a year ago that you'd be booking hip hop shows. I'd be like, I like to listen to hip hop and I like my radio show, which is something I'm comfortable doing, but I don't think that I would ever be at the top of, you know, organizing this whole thing. So it's something I know that we're both really stressed about and also excited.
Yeah. So, you know, I think people need to support folks who are coming into the scene doing something they're passionate about and actually contributing. It's one thing to be an artist and have spaces to perform in, but it's also a valuable thing to participate in a way that creates space for artists and for the audience and for the community to come enjoy.
Yeah, this has also been really special because we were really intentional about wanting this lineup to be completely femme identifying down to the flyer designer. Even the security guard is a woman for the show that night. So we have us DJing, Il Camille, her DJ, Tierra Monique, Fritzois, the flyer designer is this really talented designer named Nagini. We made it a really big point to do this way and just appreciate a whole side and a whole, you know, gender, female kind of supported and show. We welcome everybody, but it's done and put together by girls.
So you know, I'm gonna play the devil's advocate, and I'm gonna ask a rhetorical question. So, like, if I'm a dude, can I come?
Yeah, if you're a dude, you can come. You gotta just appreciate what we've done, and I think that's the point. No exclusivity, you know. We don't want to feel exclusivity towards us in any spaces, but you can look at it, and just a quarter of all newsrooms are women, or I think a little bit less. So women making media and doing this type of work is still unfortunately rare. So if you're a dude, you're welcome. We just want your support, and we want you to enjoy the show and appreciate the music.
So once again, that's going to be February 24th at the Tonic. What time and what's the address for those listening?
The address of the Tonic Lounge is, I think, just straight 3100. It's 31st and Sandy, a big sign that says Tonic Lounge with a big parking lot and patio. You can't miss it. And the show starts at 9. Tickets are $10 online. You can find the event on Facebook with a ticket link if you just type in Il Camille and Fritzwa at the Tonic Lounge, but also $10 at the door. Music starts at 9, and okay. It should be a great night.
And that's 21 and up. And a last question I would like to ask you, Shira, is, you know, you have a radio show on X-Ray, and you're here at KBOO, and we've partnered to co-promote and sponsor this event. And what do you see? Because I think some people sense that in their imagination there should be competition between these two radio stations. I prefer to uphold the spirit of collaboration over competition. What do you think about those concepts?
I love my X-Ray community because I'm a part of it as a DJ. I also love listening to KBOO. I've been a part of Queen Talk radio show and Combined Culture. Shout out to Kayla and Tevin, my good friends. They're both great radio stations, and as a city, we're blessed to have two thriving community radio stations, especially in light of net neutrality and huge radio conglomerate stations that are, you know, owned by people with very specific intentions in mind. KBOO and X-Ray are both doing really dope things, and I think as both stations grow, X-Ray is super young, so we have a lot to learn from KBOO. And I think as both stations grow, it will be easier to collaborate. I feel really blessed to have both stations kind of supporting this event and get my voice on both mics.
That's what's up. And I think if you are curious about Il Camille, you might want to check her out online. It's ILLCAMILLE. And look for that. And maybe we'll see you on the 24th. You've been listening to the news from the Boo. Thank you, Shira.
Thanks.
Peace.
Concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland, unless otherwise noted. The Community Advisory Board will meet Tuesday, February 20th at 5:30 p.m.
This is reporter Al Collin for the KBOO Evening News. KBOO News maintains a credibility grounded in real reporting and visionary human rights movements. Last year, KBOO News covered increases in illegal ICE sweeps and no zones for public transit-dependent immigrants. When the city shook from the rise of hate crimes in Oregon last year, KBOO News formed an investigative team and were the only media outlet covering the DOJ settlement on excessive use of force in Portland. KBOO News continues a dedication to looking out for you and making Portland's media count. When you become a member of KBOO, your funds go toward making a city full of media makers who will broadcast the stories that matter most to you.
Join us on Kickstarter today. Look us up. Search for Help KBOO Build a City of Media Makers, and thank you for your support of KBOO.
For decades, KBOO News and Public Affairs has welcomed radical and spirited activists in the Northwest and beyond. KABU is central to connecting the world to what is happening in Portland and the Northwest. We put the mic in everyone's hands. Help amplify the stories of people in your own backyard. Invest in future media makers and join us on Kickstarter today. Look us up. Search for Help KABU Build a City of Media Makers. And thank you for your support of KABU.
You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7. The time is 6 o'clock. Coming up next is Right to Survive Radio.
You're listening to Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 in Portland. I'm Ibrahim Mubarak of Right to Survive. On this show, we go to Ground Zero, Portland, Oregon, and report news and stories that corporate media don't cover. We'll bring the uncut reality from the perspective of the unhoused community.
This is Lisa Fay with Right to Survive Radio. R2S Radio goes into the houseless community, making their voices heard, speaking to individuals on subjects that directly relate to their daily struggles.